Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
We'll have Masterpiece of the Week coming at you shortly. But before we get to that, a couple of interesting things happening out there in the world. First of all, I wanted to get y'all's take on this. Wake Forest coach Dave Clawson is going to isolate from his wife for the entire football season. Now, it starts with the summer camp on July 12th. And he's like, I'm going to be around all of these people. And it's just not a good idea, especially because his wife, Catherine, underwent chemotherapy and radiation treatments for breast cancer 3 years ago, and she still, even to this day, has a reduced white blood cell count that, you know, would theoretically leave you more open to the effects of coronavirus. So this is a tough sacrifice to make, but I take it this is what y'all would do as well, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, if that was the necessity to make it to keep her safe, absolutely I would.
Now
you just got married, Kevin.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, are you still kind of like, oh man, I didn't realize. Is this why you're asking us? Because you wouldn't make the same consideration yet without.
Good question.
Yeah, I guess I need to start rethinking my usually selfish decisions, huh?
You said that you would choose her for your zombie apocalypse team.
That was a big deal, too.
Yeah, so, you know, that being said, that there are a lot of other considerations you have to think about whenever it comes to her.
All right, I will start reconsidering accordingly. Now, for the NBA, we got to the bubble. We talked a lot about the ins and outs of the bubble. What I found is fascinating is they've started to release some of the information about the policing of the bubble. So, for example, Florida Highway Patrol officers are going to escort team buses to and from the arenas. And then the Orange County Sheriff's Office is going to have a presence at team hotels and arenas. And then also, I kind of was like, don't they do this anyway? The Department of Homeland Security, in addition to Disney and the NBA, will monitor social media for threats. My thought is, if the Department of Homeland Security is monitoring it, what is Disney going to do that's really like, yep, we got it. I know Homeland Security couldn't figure it out, but us people at Disney, we figured it out.
Well, maybe the Disney security people, Kevin, have little extra freedoms to do some things that Homeland Security, you know, protocols that they don't have to abide by, you know, for government purposes. They take that guy underneath the Disney lot or whatever and take out his kneecaps or whatever.
Whoa, that sounds a little goofy to me.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like the happiest place on Earth. Maybe on Pluto.
Do you hear Disneyland's not opening now?
Yes, actually, I did hear that. Okay, so just real quick, what do y'all think about that? Because I thought it seemed excessive, and I guess the NBA PA executive director said it does sound excessive, said, are we going to have armed guards at the hotel? Like, it does seem like this is a bit much, does it
well,
not?
Well, I mean, think about this. You remember Michael Jordan walking out of his hotel, and there were just people all over the place right there, and he has to get to the bus. Do you want people close enough to breathe on these players? Because, you know, so I think the security is important for this.
I think it is. And it just, it's different. When my dad played in Venezuela, I know it was in the 70s, but from what I understand, it's still the same to the day. They have snipers on top of the roof.
Wow.
For those games. And then they have a police officer in the dugout. And I know this is totally different, but they have them in there with like a machine gun.
Holy cow. I mean,
now, not that there's just a lot of fights that were happening in the stands. It wasn't like people were bringing weapons or whatever into the stadium, but for Venezuela, at least for their baseball games, they're like, yeah, we're going to have sniper or two, and we're going to have a couple police officers with machine guns.
Yeah, I think it's more to ward off things, Kevin. Just okay. The idea of, hey, don't try and come mess around with this thing, because we're really legitimately, and the players want to feel safe too, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole.
There's some complaining about it already, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The players are?
Yes.
They want it less safe or more safe?
No, they want it less. They think it feels too much like a lockdown type situation.
Okay.
And I'm kind of like, that
okay.
is pretty much what it is, though, right? Like, that's how we all came to this agreement.
Yeah. No, it is. I mean, everything that they put together is to try and ensure your safety so that you can finish out this season and do this. So I understand where they're coming from on that, though.
We went over it this morning. They tested 302 NBA players. 16 of them tested positive for coronavirus, so 5.3%. And then quick little mini breaking news. I don't know if it's really breaking news. Breaking statement is Adam Gase was asked about having Jamal Adams. Does he want him on the team? And he said, absolutely, positively, yes, I want Jamal on our team. Whereas yesterday, I remember Greg Williams sounded like he was like, eh, either way. He said, well, we want him to want to be on this team. And so Adam Gase stepping out more definitively and being like, yes, we would definitely like our best player to be on the team. But now.
Smart.
Right? That's a good idea. It's a good idea. But now.
Bubble butt Corey in elementary school because of her. And it hurt my feelings. And I don't like what you said, Kevin, so I take offense to it.
I'm sorry.
But now being thick is a good thing, right? And how does that work?
With how many C's?
Okay.
That's what I need to know.
Is it three C's?
That's a lot. Two, I think, is optimum, but your mileage may vary.
All right. So.
Back to you, Reggie.
Yeah, all
right. And back to Corey.
And if they ever argue about it, Daddy's taking it. That's what I'm voting for, guys. I already got my vote in. That's what I say. You know what? I walk around
Daddy's
my house telling people, Daddy's taking this away from you. Because now it's time
to
enforce.
That's not what I took away
the
from that, but okay.
Law.
All right.
Taking away the PlayStation 4 or Xbox?
Yes.
Which one are you?
PlayStation 4.
Okay.
Which Avery, my son keeps asking me if I'll split the cost for a PlayStation 5. I'm like, I don't know about that, man.
What would be the split there? Because I don't know how much he's bringing to the table.
You got $300?
Yeah, nobody knows exactly how much.
$600?
Yeah.
Or $750 is what I saw.
I think, and it'll depend, but I think the base models are going to be $500 and $600. I thought I remember seeing that.
Okay.
All right, I don't know how this relates to the last one, but Mike said this.
They had people at the track meet that all had those strapped on. I could see y'all's faces when I said that. And I was like, I know you guys are going to use that as different than me talking about.
I'm sorry.
People at the track meet had those four dummy things, two in front and two in back. And
whoa.
they were, you know, if they cheered, then the four other things cheered. And it was really good. And I don't know what else to call them except they have to strap them on.
That's look, right? Mike, I'm a child, all right? I will readily admit that. I am a juvenile individual. I understand.
All right, if you could buy one of those strap-on things, would you, with the four people?
Oh my
they're
God.
Not real people. They're, you know, like, and then you could do half-time
shows. Oh, we know they're not real.
Yeah.
God.
Is this a drop?
You could entertain your wife if you're like, look.
No! Stop this!
You want me to dance for you with these things strapped on?
Stop this right now!
The people—they're the you can be the village people, or you can.
It's really easy for you to run your mouth.
You can be the
at
starting
home. I'm
five
sitting
of
in the
Mavericks.
Office right now. Stop this! Play the next one. Just go.
Yeah, Kevin said I should play the next one. So, Kevin, you're up.
That's pretty much where the similarities end, when they have significantly smaller holes to put your hand into. You know what's not funny about this is what we were talking about was like super serious. I know exactly what we were talking
was
about.
Was this?
Bubble butt.
No.
No.
Okay.
Damn it.
I mean, if you say so.
It was really serious what we were talking about. Oh, my God. From the 817. Damn, I love this segment.
Maybe Corey knew what we were talking about and he said this.
Come on. That's not worth it.
Or maybe he wasn't talking about that. What transaction were you talking about, Corey?
I don't know. To be honest, I say things sometimes and don't remember what I say.
Was it about the PS5? Hey, some people are saying maybe only $400 for the digital-only system. Whoa.
What? Oh, yeah. I have seen that model.
That's going to happen?
Yeah, it'll be digital-only, so there won't be any discs to put in. So you can just download everything.
So it'll be a really small box, right?
It is a little bit smaller. It is a little different size. Actually, it might be just missing the slot for the disc.
Okay.
You got to go check it out. PlayStation did their whole thing a while back, and it's pretty awesome.
I think we'll end here with with Mike saying this.
That's a tough deal. You kind of need to do it indoors because it's getting freaking hot.
I'm going to vote for... I'm not going to vote for the one thing.
I'm voting on getting a present for you, and I'm going to get those four things that strap on.
Stop saying that. You need to stop. From the 469, you guys are idiots. I effing love this show. Or I fit right in this show. From the 949, I had to pull over. This segment is awesome. Small hands in the... I guess I'll vote for the small holes. But again, that was about something really serious and not funny at all. So I don't know about any of this. I guess,
Kevin,
that's what I'm voting
would
for.
Would you, if they gave you season tickets to the Cowboys this year, but you have to wear the strap-on thing, would you buy it? I don't think you can even say that the way you're saying it. It's for the four people, like... You see at halftime
shows.
They hook
it up to you. They hook it up to you.
Do I get five seats? If I get five seats, yes. Otherwise, I'm going to be hated the way I was when I...
It's your strap-on friends that are sitting with you.
Corey, what do you vote for?
The first thing I said, Reggie, the one that I said something, I just knew that I was voting for that immediately, but... Everything Mike has said the last, 5 minutes I want to vote for.
I just really want to take this opportunity to thank all of the Master Peeps for the last 9 years. It's been a special journey. Surely this is our last show ever, so thanks for rolling with us for so long.
And to send you on your way, my vote is this.
Bubble butt.
Did I win again?
I'm not sure.
I think
we all win, yeah.
It's more about how you play the game, Mike.
I think we all lose.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.